Praise the Lord. And message number 207. The title of the message, Watchman, part 24. The watchman can see that watching for the well-being of his neighbor is not useless. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 25. And we will read from verse 1 to verse 42. Now Samuel died, and all Israel assembled and mourned for him, and they buried him at his home in Ramah. Then David moved down into the desert of Maon. A certain man in Maon who had property there at Carmel was very wealthy. He had 1,000 goats and 3,000 sheep, which he was shearing in Carmel. His name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. She was an intelligent and a beautiful woman, but her husband, a Calebite, was surly and mean in his dealings. While David was in the desert, he heard that Nabal was shearing sheep. So he sent 10 young men and said to them, "Go up to Nabal at Carmel and greet him in my name. Say to him, 'Long life to you, good health to you and your household, and good health to all that is yours.' Now I hear that is a sheep shearing time. When your shepherds were with us, we did not mistreat them, and the whole time they were at Carmel, nothing of theirs was missing. Ask your own servants, and they will tell you. Therefore, be favorable toward my young men, since we come at a festive time. Please give your servants and your son David whatever you can find for them." When David's men arrived, they gave Nabal this message in David's name. Then they waited. Nabal answered David's servants, "Who is this David? Who is this son of Jesse? Many servants are breaking away from their masters these days. Why should I take my bread and water and the meat I have slaughtered for my shearers and give it to men coming from who knows where?" David's men turned around and went back. When they arrived, they reported every word. David said to his men, "Put on your sword." So they put on their swords, and David put on his. About 400 men went up with David, while 200 stayed with the supplies. One of the servants told Nabal's wife Abigail, "David sent messengers from the desert to give our master his greetings, but he heard insults at them. Yet these men were very good to us. They did not mistreat us, and the whole time we were out in the fields near them, nothing was missing. Night and day they were a wall around us. All the time we were herding our sheep near them. Now think it over and see what you can do, because disaster is hanging over our master and his whole household. He is such a wicked man that no one can talk to him." Abigail lost no time. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 seeds of roasted grain, 100 cakes of raisins, and 200 cakes of pressed figs, and loaded them on donkeys. Then she told her servants, "Go on ahead, I will follow you." But she did not tell her husband Nabal. As she came riding her donkey into a mountain ravine, there were David and his men descending toward her, and she met them. David had just said, "It has been useless all my watching over this fellow's property in the desert, so that nothing of his was missing. He has paid me back evil for good. May God deal with David, be evil, be it ever so severely, if by morning I leave alive one male of all who belong to him. When Abigail saw David, she quickly got off her donkey and bowed down before David. With her face to the ground, she fell at his feet and said, "My lord, let the blame be on me alone. Please let your servant speak to you. Hear what your servant has to say. May my lord pay no attention to that wicked man Nabal. He is just like his name. His name is Fool, and fully goes with him. But as for me, your servant, I did not see the man my master sent. Now, since the Lord has kept you, my master, from bloodshed and from avenging yourself with your own hands, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, may your enemies and all who intend to harm my master be like Nabal. And let this gift which your servant has brought to my master be given to the men who follow you. Please forgive your servant's offense, for the Lord will certainly make a lasting dynasty for my master because he fights the Lord's battle. Let no wrongdoing be found in you as long as you live. Even though someone is pursuing you to take your life, the life of my master will be bound securely in the bundle of the living by the Lord your God. But the lives of your enemies he will hurl away as from the pocket of a sling. When the Lord has done for my master every good thing he promised concerning him and has appointed him leader over Israel, my master will not have on his conscience the staggering burden of needless bloodshed or of having avenged himself. And when the Lord has brought my master success, remember your servant." David said to Abigail, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has sent you today to meet me. May you be blessed for your good judgment and for keeping me from bloodshed this day and from avenging myself with my own hands. Otherwise, as surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, who has kept me from harming you, if you had not come quickly to meet me, not one male belonging to Nabal would have been left alive by daybreak." Then David accepted from her hand what she had brought him and said, "Go home in peace. I have heard your words and granted your request." When Abigail went to Nabal, he was in the house holding a banquet like that of a king. He was in high spirit and very drunk, so she told him nothing until daybreak. Then in the morning, when Nabal was sober, his wife told him all these things, and his heart failed him, and he became like a stone. About 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal, and he died. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Praise be to the Lord, who has upheld my cause against Nabal for treating me with contempt. He has kept his servant from doing wrong and has brought Nabal wrongdoing down on his own head. Then David sent word to Abigail asking her to become his wife. His servant went to Carmel and said to Abigail, "David has sent us to you to take you to become his wife." She bowed down with her face to the ground and said, "Here is your maidservant ready to serve you and wash the feet of my master's servants." Abigail quickly got on a donkey and, attended by her 5 maids, went with David's messengers and became his wife. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this time that you give us your word, that to remind us to open our eyes to be a real watchman and watchwoman who watch over your word, who obey your word, who see things clearly in the way that you want us to see them. I pray, Lord, that the purpose of sending this message shall be fulfilled, and it will bring help and health and assurance and hope to your people. I do pray in the name of Jesus, as you had sent Abigail to David to change his course and decision for your glory, and to bless him and to reward him. I do pray in the name of Jesus that this message of yours will be sent on the right time. Oh God, you had sent it to us on right time. It will go forward on the right time to reach your people who need, Lord, to listen to you, to this very word of yours. Oh God, to spare them troubles and to fulfill what you had ordained for them as they are faithful watchmen and watchwomen. We thank you, Lord. Anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. King David, he did his part, and he was watching over the sheep and the well-being of Nabal and his shepherds. You know, his attitude as a watchman went along with what God instructed in Book of Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 1 to 4 say, if you see your brother ox or sheep straying, do not ignore it, but be sure to take it back to him. If the brother does not live near you, or if you do not know who he is, take it home and with you and keep it until he comes looking for it. Then give it back to him. Do the same if you find your brother's donkey or his cloak or anything he loses. Do not ignore it. If you see your brother's donkey or his ox fallen on the road, do not ignore it. Help him get it to its feet. Now here the attitude that you must be caring for your neighbor things. Now here Nabal, he thinks was not stray or was going into wrong direction, but they were with the shepherds, and David cared for the shepherds and helped them because he had many men, and they were armed and they were fighting the Lord's battles. For them it's easy to protect the sheep and the shepherd of Nabal, who were their neighbor. So he did his part, as you know, as the Lord said, love your neighbor as yourselves. He did his part, and he was watching on the sheep and the shepherd of neighbor. The watchman should do his part and care for others' belonging as long as he is in the position to look after and do that. As long as you are in the position to do something, it not cost you much, but you can do it easily because you are in that position. Do it. I am not telling you to care for wicked people or their things. Because you may say, you know, Nabal is a wicked man. How you want us to do good to those evil who may they harm us and do bad to us? The point here, I am not telling you to care for wicked people, but how you will know that they are wicked people if you have not tried them, if you have not done your part toward them. The right attitude is to watch and care as David did. One more thing I want to speak here about David. David was not tempted to covet the things that belong to Nabal. You know, in Exodus chapter 20 verse 17 it says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. David did not covet anything from Nabal. He didn't say, oh, he has too much Shiva, he will not give me. No, he did his part. He protect the sheep and the shepherd, and even the servant of Nabal. They testify that they were treated well, and nothing was missing, while David and his men were beside them. David, you know, as he did his part, he was expecting that Nabal will appreciate that, and he will be rewarded for what he did. And at least he was expecting that when he will ask help, Nabal will reply to him, and he reward him for his service. But what had happened? Nabal refused to offer anything to David, and even he insulted him. Sometimes, you know, you do your part, you care, you watch over, you look after, and when you come to be in need and you ask some help from those whom you are giving, you have whom you had given help and support, they may not respond to you, then you may get discouraged. David was discouraged and he was angry. He became furious in response to Nabal. Even he went to say, as we can read in 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 21, he said, it's been useless. All my watching over this fellow's property in the desert so that nothing of his was missing. He has paid me back evil for good. You know, David said it has been useless. And from this verse, verse 21, we get this message when he say all my watching. He was the watchman over the well-being and the things of his neighbor Nabal. But Nabal did not act in the generous, in the right way, in a good attitude toward David. People may do like this to you, but you as a watchman, you must believe and understand that you're watching for the well-being of your neighbor in the present or in the past or in the future is not something useless, but it will be rewarded by the Lord. David, though that his labor of watching that man, he and his men, Nabal did not reward him, but his labor was not in vain. God did not forget what David did. God did not forget the men of David did. God did not forget how David humbled down and asked help from Nabal. Even Nabal was sullen, and he was stingy man, and he was evil man, and he paid David evil for good, but the Lord rewarded David. The Lord did beautiful things for David. First thing, God did not allow him to fight. God did not allow David to avenge himself from this man Nabal. God sent Abigail, who convinced David that he does not need to fight. He does not need to put on his neck needless the blood shed. The same thing God will do for you. God, even as you are upset or sad, God will send people to convince you you don't need to avenge yourself. The Lord will revenge for you. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You don't need to fight those who did good to them and they reward you with evil. God will fight the battle for you. The second thing that God did to David, God supplied his need. by the provision that Abigail brought to him. Abigail brought him supplies, and David received them, and he gave them to his men. God supplied his need in the same way. God will supply your urgent need. Even people will not give you. God will take you from them and he will give to you. The third thing the Lord did to David, God himself revenge to David by putting Nabal to death. He was put to death after 10 days. It did not took long time. God revenge David. God, whatever David wanted to do, he wanted to kill Nabal. God did not allow him, but he himself put him to death. And what more than that, God rewarded David's toil in full by giving him Nabal's wife, Abigail, and his property was given to David. Sure, all what is Nabal's went to his wife, and as David married Abigail, what was belonged to the wicked man Nabal, the Lord brought it back to David. So here, the nights that David was watching and caring, without any wage, without any payment from Nabal or agreement, God brought it back to him. As watchman and watchman, you need to be sure that your labor is not useless. Your labor to look after and care for others, even they are swollen and wicked, they will not do their part, but God will reward you. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 to 12 say, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. The message here is to encourage you to go on, not with your anger, not with the revenge, and not get discouraged and lazy, not to do anything good because some people are bad. No, we want to encourage you. God wants to encourage you. God is not unjust. He will not forget. He will reward you for all your labor. He will avenge from your enemy, and he will take from them and give it to you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, for your word that to have served the purpose, and we believe, oh God, that good number of people who listen to your word would direct their ways of life, and they will take sound decision not to revenge, but they will be convinced that their labor is not in vain, and they will wait for you, oh God, to bring what belongs to them. And meanwhile, I do pray in the name of Jesus, what they need, oh God, you will supply them. Oh God, you will supply all our needs, oh God. Even Lord, we do pray, Lord, that you reward us for all our hard work and labor, even people not appreciate. People would eat us in evil way in return to the good. But Lord, we trust you that you will continue, oh God. We will continue, we will not discourage, Lord, from people attitude. Lord, we will not go along with our anger, but we will commit ourselves, Lord, to continue to do good. And we will not be overcome by evil, but we will overcome evil with good, because we know, Lord, that you will reward us, and you will return to us what is due for us. Lord, I pray you keep reminding us, remind your servants, your church, especially in time of testing, in time of anger, that we will continue to persevere, standing firm, being patient, trusting you, that you will avenge, and the battle is yours, and we will receive from you the blessing and the plunder. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, God. Let your hands be with us. And Lord, keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.